Hey, folks, it's Christian Hahn from Joseph Airport Toyota and Hyundai sponsoring the second date update. It's going to be a good one, I'm pretty sure. And we're looking forward to these folks saying yes, like I do, about the lifetime powertrain warranty on most of our pre-owned vehicles.
It's the K99.1 FM 730 second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. This is Chris.
Chris, how are you today?
I'm good. I appreciate you taking the call and giving me a chance to see if we can find out what's going on here.
Well, that's kind of wide open there.
Yeah. What is it about?
Yeah.
All right. I went on a date with this woman, you know, a mutual friend set us up. Kind of a blind date, but not really. I'd seen a few pictures, and we texted for about a week before agreeing to go on a date. We finally agreed to go to Frisch's, very high class.
I love Frisch's.
I have to say, don't you hate on Frisch's
yeah.
now? That's delicious stuff.
I wasn't hating on them. I love on them.
Okay.
And I thought everything was great. Like, it was a first date, you know, a nice simple thing. And I haven't been able to get a hold of her ever since then. I'm thinking maybe it's because I had the double big boy, and maybe she just didn't like looking at me while I was eating it.
Dude, I'd want to marry you.
Chris could throw down.
I would marry him today.
I have a habit of getting it everywhere, so maybe.
Good for you.
The messier the better.
Well, who is she? Did he say?
No. What's her name?
Her name is Michelle.
Well, shall we give her a call in about 10 minutes, Woody?
I think we should. What do
you
think?
Can you hang on?
Yeah, I'm here. Awesome.
It's the K99.1 FM 730 second date update.
What's happening?
Chris, I got to tell you, Woody, I got to tell you, you know, at first when you hear that you go on a first date at Frisch's, you're thinking, okay, but it kind of takes away all the pretension where there's no expectations and stuff because everybody loves Frisch's.
Oh, they should at least.
So that way you probably had plenty of time to get to know her, right?
Yeah, no, definitely. I love going into situations where there are no expectations.
Yeah.
Okay, well, be real quiet, okay, Chris? We're getting ready to call Michelle.
Sounds good.
Hello?
Hi, Michelle.
Who is this?
Are you a brawny lad or a Swiss miss?
I'm sorry, I think maybe you have the wrong
No. We're just playing. It's Nancy and Woody from K99.1 FM.
The radio station?
Yeah.
That's us.
We heard you just went on a first date to one of our favorite places.
Okay. I'm sorry, what is this?
Okay.
Fill her in,
well,
Woody.
If you're not familiar with what we do around this time every weekday, it's called Second Date Update. Two people go out on a first date. One person has a great time, can't get a hold of the other one. So they call us to get a hold of them. And here we are.
Oh, boy. Okay.
So you know Chris.
Is this about Chris?
Yes.
Bingo.
He was worried that you were offended by his love for
double big boys.
No, that's not it. But it's interesting. No, I guess I'm not interested in seeing him again.
Is it because you guys went to Frisch's? I mean, really? You don't seem like that kind of bougie girl.
No, honestly, too, like, the food was really good. Like, I do enjoy the food, and for the most part, the date was, too. It was just, like, everything was going well until it was time for the check, and then he kind of did something that I just can't get over.
Did he leave you with the bill? What happened?
No. In fact, he, like, made such a big deal that he was going to be, like, picking up the check.
Well, I mean, come on. How bad is it? It's a Frisch's, so it's very economical.
Well, yeah, and I mean, it is nice that he wanted to cover the check, but, like, started making this huge deal about how much he left the waiter for a tip. Like, he said to me, he's like, well, you know, it's not every day you see someone leave a $100 tip, is it? And was, like, bragging about how much money he had or something. I don't know. And he kept saying that every time he goes to Frisch's, he leaves a $100 tip. Like, every time I go, every Frisch's is $100. And I just was like, give me a break.
We need to go to that Frisch's and get a job, Woody.
That's what it sounds like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I just was like, it was not a good look, okay? And I got annoyed, and so I got up to use the bathroom. But, like, when I looked back at the table when I was coming back from the bathroom, I saw him switch the $100 tip for a $10 tip as the waiter was walking to the table.
So there was no $100 tip. That was just for show.
Uh-huh.
Well, there was a $100 bill, but it was going home with Chris.
Look, guys, every time I go to Frisch's, I do drop $100, just not that time, because I realized I needed tips for later for things that I was doing and places I was going.
Well, dropping $100 and leaving it are two different things.
Right, I didn't have other change. I needed it for the other change, obviously. I always leave $100. They know me for that. Frisch's knows me. They see me. They're like, hello, you're the $100 bill guy. They all know me for that.
Well, how disappointed was the waiter when you left him a 10 this time then?
Look, guys, I needed the $100 because the guy, my doorman, you know, he needed $100. I had to tip him.
Dude, where the hell do you live?
Say, this isn't
New York
City. If
you're from the Miami Valley, yeah, there ain't, no, I don't know anybody.
A doorman?
A palatial estate.
A palatial estate?
Palatial.
A palatial estate.
I'm going to have to Google that word.
Palatial.
Yeah, no, it's called palatial estates, if you Google it.
Oh, was that?
Oh.
Wow. I'm very curious, Woody, because I think that we should make our offer now to see what his guesstimate on a tip would be.
Before we do that, though, Nancy, Chris, we got to ask you, can we get the name of the location of the Frisch's that you go to? Because we're going to call them and verify that you're the $100 tip guy.
You don't need to call them.
Why not?
Silly.
Uh-huh. They know you.
Silly. Why would you try doing that?
We just have to say the $100 guy.
Yeah, the $100 guy.
From the palatial estate.
Palatial. Yes.
With a palatial estate. Yes, why is it so hard to believe? Look, I'm anonymous. That's how I want to keep it. I don't want them to know everything, you know. I like to just leave my money.
I'm so confused.
Well, hold on here, dude. You called a radio station. You are no longer anonymous.
And he's bragging about how they know him as the $100 tip guy, and now he's saying, I leave my tips anonymously?
Yeah. Well, okay. I think we see this where this is going. So here's what, but you probably know this being of the palatialness that you are.
Use that word again.
If a couple agrees to go out on a second date, we'll spring for everything, including tip, unless you want to be that $100 guy. But you got to say yes. You're going to go back out to dinner with the limo, all this kind of good stuff right now, right?
Yep.
Yeah, sure. The limo's easy. That's easy.
Sure, he said.
Limo on retainer.
Going to tip that driver good, too, isn't he?
Hey, Michelle.
You got to tip the driver.
Yeah.
They don't make bigger than $100 bills, either. If they made bigger than $100 bills, I would give out bigger than
$100. Well, of course he would.
Yeah.
Of course I would.
No. Hold on. When we were at Frisch's, you talked for like 15 minutes about how you were going to give that guy a $100 bill, and then you swapped it out for $10. So, no, I am not interested in seeing you again. Like, you don't brag about that and then literally change it in front of my face.
Okay, how about this? I'll give you $100 to come on a date.
No! Chris, no! You are a clown. Stop bragging about all the money you
200?
Don't have.
Yeah, whatever.
You said no, right?
Hell no. I'll say no again and again and again.
Is this one of those when she says no, she means yes things?
Oh my God! What is wrong with you?
Keep your $100 bills and leave me alone.
The K99.1 FM 730 Second Date Update.